The current situation now is that numerous swarms are forming throughout the infested countries in the Sahel of West Africa. In other words, we have swarm reports from Senegal, Mauritania, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, and at the moment we are expecting a major redistribution of these swarms. In other words, they will shift during October from the Sahel, from West Africa, to the Northwest African countries. We're expecting that the major redistribution will be concentrated primarily in Mauritania. Although the locusts are present now in the south of the country, they will move simply to the north and northwest of the country. At the same time, there are large infestations that are likely to persist in Senegal for perhaps another month. So obviously the concentration of efforts need to be placed there, but then again, we should not forget Northwest Africa. In terms of control operations, it means that the current operations that are in progress in the Sahel, they must continue as long as the locusts are present. But at the same time, we now have to plan for this redistribution, for this migration of swarms that will move into northwestern Mauritania, into western Sahara, and eventually into Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, and Libya. So in other words, the operations will have to expand. At the moment, there is a crop assessment team, a joint team by FAO and WFP in the field. They're visiting all of the affected countries to assess the damage that has been caused this summer by desert locusts and what impact it will have on this summer's yield. Now, this mission is expected to be finished by the end of the month, and we're hoping at that time to have some preliminary results.